Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn. Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy folks, Parker James with the Greenhorn. Today we have a very special guest, the World Livestock Auctioneer Competitions champion, Wade Leisch is with us today. Wade, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me on. I learned about your show and I'm excited to be a part of it. I think it's a neat mission that you guys have to reach out to those who maybe aren't in agriculture and want to learn about it. So it's really cool. I'm excited to be on here.
Well, thank you, Wade. I appreciate you saying that. Give us a little bit of your background. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live in northern Michigan. My family's had a farm up here for a couple of generations, a cow-calf operation, and then feed the calves through terminal, fat cattle. My dad has always been an auctioneer. And so I grew up working on the farm with him and my grandfather and going to auctions that my dad held. And then my dad worked at about 3 different sale barns and then eventually bought a barn here about 20 years ago. And so I kind of grew up working in those barns, or not, maybe not working, but going to those sales and watching him. And that's kind of how I got introduced to the industry. And then I got my start 2004 is when I went to auction school, but I'd been selling a few sales before that, and then after auction school then I worked at the stockyard selling a few calves and stuff like that to get started. So that's really how I got started. That's my story. I never thought I'd be an auctioneer. It was just always something that was neat to go to and listen to, but I never thought it was going to be for me. And to then move forward and get to where this career has taken me is pretty neat.
What was your original plan, Wade?
My original plan was to be a professional baseball player, and I didn't care how I got that done. Like, I never made a plan B. Pretty quick into playing in college that I realized, like, hey, maybe I'm not going to be playing for the Tigers someday. I should probably work on something else. So I actually went into the law enforcement field just because I wanted to make sure I had a paycheck and so that I could be that third generation on the farm and they didn't have to worry about supporting my family and I could just be a part of it. So I went into law enforcement, had that paycheck and worked at the farm as well. Just along the way, once you're in law enforcement, quickly try to find something to get you back out of it. And that's what auctions were.
Thank you for your time today, Wade. It was a great time getting to know you, getting to hear your story. I've only seen videos of you chanting. Do you mind if you give us a little bit here live to end the show?
So we'll sell a calf right here in the sale barn. It's going to be a 500-pound black steer that's going to be turned out on grass. I got 310, 12 and a half, 15. I'm going to get 17. I have it, 22. I have it, 7. I have it, 30. And I had to get down 1, 2, 3. I am 333. So 334.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.